The Supreme Court's ruling that allows the Trump administration to stop the 2020 census early is raising fears that the count won't be accurate and that non-whites in particular will be undercounted. The census was extended because of the coronavirus pandemic. Joining us now is Kristen Clark, who's the president and executive director of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, which represents some of the parties in this case. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kristen, the legal battle has focused on whether the Commerce Department, which oversees the Census Bureau, had followed federal law when it set the September 30th deadline. The justices, however, have given no reason for their decision. What's your reaction to this ruling?
It's a disappointing ruling. At the same time, there is a silver lining. This administration sought to short-circuit the 2020 census by terminating the count back in September. They then set a new date at some point in our litigation of October 5th. And at the end of the day, we managed to secure additional weeks that allowed millions of Americans across our country to be counted. So while we are frustrated and disappointed by the Supreme Court's order yesterday, which offered no detail or justification for blocking the ongoing 2020 census count, we are taking stock of the fact that but for this litigation and but for efforts to push back against the Trump administration's 11th hour effort to short circuit the census, that there are many hard to count communities that likely would have been left out.
Okay, a silver lining somewhat, but who does this ultimately hurt most? What are the wider ramifications of this ruling?
Well, we know that historically, harder to count communities include Black people, Latinos, and other communities of color. People experiencing homelessness and low-income families are often the ones who tend to be undercounted. So those are the communities that stand to be shortchanged by what's happened here.
This decision could also set the stage for a bitter fight over the use of census numbers for the appointment of the next Congress. Can you explain how?
Well, census data is used to allocate seats in Congress by state. It's used to distribute trillions of dollars in federal funding. It's used to determine the structure of the Electoral College. So we need accurate census data to fulfill these important objectives. What happens next is at some point the Bureau will turn over data to the president, whoever that may be, and the president will in turn turn that data over to Congress. There is the possibility that Congress and the House in particular may reject that data if they find it flawed, inaccurate or unreliable. So we'll have to see what plays out in the weeks ahead. For right now, we're making our strongest push for people who have not yet participated to get counted before the Bureau officially shuts the process down on October 15th. And then we'll do what work we can to make sure that post-count work, which includes analyzing the data and assessing the quality of the data, actually takes place.
You know, this census has been complicated from the start. First, by the Trump administration wanting to add a question about citizenship that many experts said would discourage immigrants, both legal and undocumented, from responding. The Supreme Court rejected adding a citizenship question. But do you think that issue of whether or not the census could ask about citizenship harmed the census, even if it wasn't ultimately included?
It's been a roller coaster ride with this administration, and at every turn, we've seen the Trump administration really politicize the census and weaponize the census to achieve certain political goals. And we know that the end goal is to have a set of data that excludes and omits people of color to the highest degree possible. And in particular, this administration is bent on excluding undocumented people from the next round of redistricting that takes place in our country. So I anticipate that legal battles will ensue in the road ahead, and that civil rights organizations will fight tooth and nail to make sure that we have a fair redistricting process in our country that aligns in the way in which the Constitution calls for.
Kristen Clark is the president and executive director of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. Kristen, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.